My name is Lieutenant Commander Barbara Adams. I'm commanding officer of the USS Artemis, which is the Little Rock unit of the Federation Alliance.
Man, this is going to be a rant about those stupid guys that dress up as Klingons and Vulcans and shit. Well, yes it is, but probably not in the way that you're thinking. The other day, Deviant Synapse and I run in the movie Trekkies, which is a documentary about Star Trek fans. My first reaction to watching people introduce themselves as the captain of a particular starship was that of sadness. I mean, I thought these people needed help. But as the movie went on, I said, wait, hold on a second, how the hell can I say that? My name is Guardian Gargoyle Apocryphus, Pharaoh of Cult. That's pretty fucked up. So then I started thinking about the movie in a different light. One of the people that was featured in the documentary was a woman you just heard introduce herself, who actually went to the Whitewater trial as a jurist, dressed up in her Star Trek uniform. Regardless as to her motivations why, I have to totally commend her on sticking to her guns. People were swarming her, the media was up her nose, trying to figure out what the hell was going on in her head, asking her all sorts of questions, and she just kept doing it throughout the whole trial. I mean, a trial is a long thing. I mean, that's a hard woman. Let's look at this another way. Cult is another subculture organization with its own niche of people that catches. And the Trekkie subculture is like the father of counterculture. Maybe not the grandfather, maybe not the oldest group out there, by no means. But of modern counterculture, the Trekkies have made a lot of headway. And if anything, we owe them respect. They have some very talented prophets in their groups. In fact, the music that you're listening to right now is generated by a Trekkie, no doubt. They have Hungans in there that are working out phaser designs and want to build an actual Enterprise. And they've got an insane amount of people. And all of these people got together because of Gene Roddenberry's dream. That is the power of the Prophet. Every time you see a Klingon out there, you're watching someone make a statement about tolerance. That's really what this is all about. So when you see a Klingon walking around someplace, I think you should go up to him and give him kudos. Say, thanks, man. Thanks for doing what you're doing. Because these guys get made fun of all day, and no one gives them any real respect. Show them some tolerance. Give them the time of day. Because what's going to happen when we start producing our Sentinels? They're paving the road for us. Go up to them and say, hey man, right on. I'm in Cult. Here's what we're up to. And you never know. Maybe you can get one of them into the organization. How cool would that be to have some Klingon Ronin or vampires or some Vulcan gargoyles or Cardassian Hungans? If there's any counterculture organization that cults should ally with, it should be the Trekkie counterculture. Because if they do build their starship, I want them to beat me up too.
I mean, I've built a lot of stuff, you know, like a communicator, phaser. You know, my buddies would have Cheryl Teagues, Freddie Mercury, Farrah Fawcett posters in their bedroom. I had the blueprints for the Enterprise.